Welcome to the Rooted Business Podcast, where we understand that business is a spiritual practice. This is a space where soul-aligned creatives and entrepreneurs learn how to grow their purposeful businesses. I'm your host, Kat Hosu Lee, and I'm here to help you cultivate a sustainably profitable, ethically grounded business that follows the rhythms of nature. On this podcast, my guests and I share wisdom about anchoring into your relationship to intuition, emotional alchemy, and somatic healing to weave it into the foundations of your work so it nourishes you and ripples out into healing for the collective. I am so excited to share that the doors for Business Alchemist Mentorship are now open. BAM is my 9-month group and individual coaching journey for creatives and service-based spiritual entrepreneurs who view business as a catalyst for personal and collective transformation. You will join a community that seeks to align our businesses with nature's cycles and our soul's purpose to grow ethical and regenerative businesses. Embracing business as a spiritual practice can change the world for the better and also bring you money in ethical, value-driven ways. This happens by working not only with tangible business strategies, but also with the energetics of business, such as honoring the rhythms of both you and your business as living beings, healing emotional inner child wounds, incorporating intuition and your Tao, which is your soul's purpose, into your business, and finding nervous system regulation to invite success and abundance into your entrepreneurship journey. When you do this, you're no longer acting from the scarcity and extractivist and productivity mindset of capitalism. Rather, you're moved by the regenerative rhythms of nature that are already alive inside of you. This transforms your business from another draining job into a channel for you to feel alive and supported while you embody your soul's purpose. If hearing me talk about all this sent a little ping to your heart, I'd love to hear more about your business and see if BAM might be a good fit to join you. Go to businessalchemistmentorship.com to learn more, fill out an application, and we'll hop on a connection call and chat a little further. I look forward to hearing from you. Hello, my friends. I have just taken my daily walk out to my future garden. I come out here every single day and dump a wagon full of horse poo. And wanted to give you a little bit of a just peek into like a minor part of this homesteading project that we've got going on here. And I thought of a really cool metaphor that relates to spiritual entrepreneurship, so I wanted to share that with you as well. It's going to relate back to looking at your business in these long-term phases and like what phase is your business in right now, and can we sort of accept that that's the phase that you're in right now instead of trying to like over push and over speed up the process. So I'm going to show you the garden and tell you a story about the garden first. Okay, so if you were to walk up to this little patch of my property, you would look at this and be like, Kat, this just looks like giant piles of poo. And you would be absolutely correct. This is three piles of horse manure. And the first layer for all of these is a layer of like just sticks and wood that we found around the property. And that's kind of the basis and the structure at the bottom here. You can sort of see it poking out. Like there's a piece there and there's like still a randomly wood or randomly green piece of pine tree right there. So we're doing a style of gardening called hugelkultur, and the idea behind this is that we're piling up all this organic matter, and over time it's going to compost and break down and turn into really, really beautiful, nutritious soil that we can then plant lots of different things into, and it's going to support a really beautiful and nutrient-dense garden here. And this is where, you know, I'm looking at like 5-6 years down the line, I would love to be eating produce mostly from my own garden here. But you're looking at the first like baby step towards that right now. The first baby step towards that is every day I come out and I dump a wagon full of horse poo. And the thing to understand about gardening with horse manure, which is what I've chosen to do,
you know, we can bring in a bunch of dirt, we could artificially fertilize it, but that's really not my speed. I really love looking at what we already have on the property, what can we utilize. And yes, I know we've artificially brought in horses on the property, but they're working for us as well here. So the idea with horse manure and gardening with horse manure is quite alkaline. So if you remember back to chemistry lab, that means that on the pH scale of 0 to 14, it's going to be on the higher end of that scale. Lots of plants, actually most plants, really enjoy being in the neutral phase or just slightly in the acidic zone. So lots of plants tend to grow in the like 6 to 7 pH scale, and horse manures, I don't actually know how high it is, but it's quite high. So the plan this year, knowing that that is a very real and important limitation, and I want to set myself up for success this year, is we are going to cover all these with a bit of topsoil, and we are going to plant very specific crops that are going to do well in alkaline soil and also help us actually change the pH content and the nutrition content of the soil that you see here. So things like peas and things like beans and things like beets actually do pretty well in alkaline soil. And that is going to be most of what I'm planting this year. There's going to be a lot of peas, a lot of beets, and a lot of beans. So what that's going to do is a lot of those are nitrogen fixers, and so it's going to bring the pH balance of that soil down so that next year I'm going to be able to plant things that I think are more fun, like tomatoes and strawberries and I get really excited about like broccoli and having kale all the time. So how does this relate back to business? A lot of times when I am talking to newer coaches, folks who are just starting their spiritual entrepreneurship business, or folks who haven't had a chance to really build up a community. And I really think about the community that I've built here on this platform, in my newsletter, within the BAM space, as being the soil of my business. And so lots of folks come into this space being like, hey, like I want to run like group programs. I really want to, you know, be teaching retreats, and I want to be creating online courses and creating all this material that's going to bring in passive income. And, you know, I love that vision for you. It is a very similar vision that I had several years ago. And I want you to also just take a moment and take stock of like where your business is at the moment. Because what you don't want to do is forget that perhaps your soil hasn't been developed yet. Perhaps it's a little too alkaline, like my soil is here, and you're trying to plant a tomato where a tomato is not going to thrive. And so, you know, when I am chatting with folks who are early on, or rather in that stage of their business, I mean, it doesn't really matter how long you've been in business, as you know, if you have the community to support it, then you've got the community to support it, right? And before you have like that like nutrient dense soil that like you know and trust that you can like put almost anything into and it's going to do well in, I always recommend that you start out doing one-on-one work. I think that there is so much beauty in doing one-on-one work. It's something that I tried to actually move away from last year, and I missed it too much. And so now I'm back to doing a lot more one-on-ones. But, you know, what in terms of like building up the soil levels, it is the most energy efficient and smart thing to do at the very beginning of your business. So what you get from one-on-ones is you start learning if that thing, whatever that thing is for you, if that thing is actually something that you can talk about for several hours a week. You know, I think that I didn't realize that I could talk about spiritual entrepreneurship like ad nauseum. Like you put me in a room and you start asking me questions, it's going to go back to spiritual entrepreneurship in one way or another. And I didn't really realize that until I started coaching one-on-one with people. So it's going to help you really figure out like, hey, is this a thing that I'm not going to get sick of? The other thing it's going to help you do is it is a much more flexible system, and so you can make these changes that would be really difficult to do in a group scenario. And so having that nimbleness where you can, you know, maybe shift your coaching style a little bit, shift the curriculum, you know, you can sort of hone in and track someone else's nervous system a little bit more skillfully in that space. And so then you're gathering information about what's working and what's not working in a one-on-one setting. And, you know, I think that the best time to actually transition and shift from one-on-one work into group work is if you start noticing yourself, and this is exactly what I did with Bam, is if you start noticing yourself saying the same thing over and over again, like several times a week, you know, I'd be like, oh man, like I've talked about niching like 5 times this week. How fantastic would it be if I could just get all 5 of those clients together in one room and we could actually create a lot more magic by being in that space together, by co-regulating and co-creating what the curriculum is going to be. And that is where BAM came to be. And so it's this like organic growth that happens, you know, I think that if we're going to like sort of just keep honing in on this garden metaphor, I think it is totally possible. And I've seen tons of online coaches out there who have done it this way. It's totally possible to bring in, you know, soil from outside and then artificially fertilize everything. And, you know, you could probably grow some tomatoes out of here in the first year. But for me, it's less about how much fruit can I get in the shortest amount of time, in the shortest window of time. And it's more about, is this going to be a sustainable thing that continues to grow? I know that I have met people through my coaching practice and through coaching BAM. Like, I know I've met folks that I'm going to be in contact with for the rest of my life. And to me, like, that is the sustainability and the relationship building that I value. And so, you know, I really think that, again, no right or wrong way to do it. It's just that this is the way that I feel the safest and the most regulated and the most rooted and grounded. And actually, like if I can use the word trust here, I feel like I can trust my business more because I know I've tended to it in a really slow and methodical and tried and true over long, long periods of time. And tried and true in those methodologies versus jumping on the, you know, latest hashtag or jumping on some sort of trend or, you know, trying to, you know, create this like artificial growth in a way that's not rooted in connection. So I'd love to hear your thoughts.